This part of navigation I find pretty interesting and can be really confusing for people, and that is north. Where does north point? It points up, right? And recognizing the fact that there is more than one north that can be represented on a map. Realistically, you can have up to three different norths. So we have the difference between true north, which is the actual like axes in which the planet spins on, in the North Pole and the South Pole. Like that's an actual point right there, right? And then we have magnetic north, which is based on the magnetic flux lines of the planet. And that's not at the true north point. That actually is moving, and it's moving faster than we have seen it move in a long, long time, you know, in terms of modern history, so much so that they're actually recalculating what magnetic north is at a faster time rate than what they typically done, which was usually done every 5 years. I actually have an app on my phone that gives me the most up-to-date magnetic declination, which is really important because you may have a map that's still topographically very relevant and hasn't changed, but the declination that's been listed on that map, if it's an older map, may no longer be, is no longer actually accurate. And that can be enough to put you off a couple degrees at this point. And then there's map north, so which is a different thing altogether. And if we talk about the difference between true north and map north, oftentimes when we're using maps, we kind of use those interchangeably. And true north is lines of longitude that are going from the poles, north to south, right? And I mentioned how longitude actually accounts for the curvature of the Earth. So those lines actually are going to the true axes of the planet, which is kind of cool. Now, map north is like the discussion between latitude and longitude in UTM. Map north is using a grid pattern, like the UTM grid pattern, overlaid onto a flat projection of the planet, so there's distortion. So the difference between true north and map north can be up to like 2.5 degrees. Some places it's less, it's very little. Some places it's more. It just depends on how the longitude lines match up with the easting lines on the UTM. So the interesting thing about that is that when we have declination, which could be, you know, 0 to 20-ish degrees, right, difference, and then we have the difference between true north and map north, like all of a sudden, if we don't account for all that stuff, we're going to have wildly different coordinates if we're trying to use a tool like a compass. Because a compass is pointing to the magnetic pole, right? So that's always going to point there. Now, there are parts of the planet that just have like weird magnetic anomalies. Sometimes there's a lot of iron in the rock or whatever, where compasses just don't work that well. But more often than not, we're going to have the compass is pointing to the magnetic pole. So we have to understand when we're doing coordinates, how are we doing the coordinates in terms of bearings? Actually, the correct term is azimuth, if you really want to be accurate about that. What azimuth are we using, and what are we actually using? So once again, apples to apples, are we using a magnetic azimuth? Are we using a true north azimuth? Are we using a map north azimuth? So that's kind of an interesting thing. So I think it's important to understand like where you are on the planet and where the magnetic pole is relative to you. So a lot of people get really confused about declination. Do I add numbers? Do I subtract numbers? How is that relative to when I take a coordinate off the map versus what I see on my compass? And it can be very, very confusing for people. And there are a bunch of like little like, you know, like wordplay equations like do this, do this, do this, and it gives you the information. But sometimes the information on a map is not presented in a way that always fits with those little equations. So I find it to be really important and useful to understand if I'm on this map and understand where the magnetic pole is relative to me. So when I'm in Maine, we have a western declination. That means the magnetic pole is more west than the true North Pole from where I am. So I understand that now, that the needle's gonna point more west. So that allows me to make the calculation between true north azimuths and magnetic north azimuths in my head, because I have a conceptual model of where the actual needle is pointing on my compass and how that's relative to where the lines on my map are. So I think if you use more, you know, use the world, use a geo reference for that versus just like a little saying, you will ultimately be better off in the long run because it'll just give you a better understanding of what's happening versus just trying to memorize a saying, which is pretty key. Just like if I'm in Washington State, there's going to be an easterly declination. The actual magnetic pole is going to be east of where I am relative to where the true north lines are. And then there's parts of the planet where there's no declination. It's zero, right? Because you're directly in line with that magnetic pole and in the true north pole. But you still might have a little difference between that coordinate and map north, right? Because once again, there can be that distortion piece, which kind of changes that the difference between those two. Now, most of the time when we're doing terrestrial navigation in a mountainous environment, we're not covering large distances. It's not like we're going across an ocean, for example. So the difference in a degree or two as we go from one side of the valley to the other is usually not that detrimental. And sometimes we actually, you know, add an offset, a difference in, so that way we can be more likely to hit a point and then use that maybe a handrail to navigate us to the more exact points. We might have a rougher azimuth to hit something like a river and then just turn right at the river and follow that to the camp, right? You're just trying to hit the camp exactly with a specific azimuth from your compass because that can be really challenging. Now, couple that with the difference between going across an ocean, right? So if you don't account for the discrepancy between true north and map north, for example, and you're off by a 1 degree, 1 degree doesn't matter to us in the mountains really, but it matters to us if we're going across the Pacific. You're going to be wildly off as you get to the other side if you're even off by 1 degree. So depending on the navigation you're doing and the distances you're traveling, that discrepancy can be more or less important. Now, if you have a discrepancy with your azimuth because you're not accounting for declination, you could be off 15, 16, 20 degrees, right? That's a bigger deal, especially in the mountains, right? Even a short distance, if you're off by that much, you're going to be in wildly different places. So really understanding that's important. Now, one thing that's really interesting and really useful is that when you buy a compass, buy a good compass, and buy one that you can actually set the declination in. So inside the bezel, you'll have declination lines. So if anybody knows the Red Fred in the Shed terminology, there's a red arrow inside and you would line the magnetic needle up inside that to kind of read where you're going on the compass. Now, if you have a compass that can set declination, essentially you can offset where that red arrow is inside your compass to account for the declination of where you are. So if you're in Maine, for example, let's see, am I in Maine? So right now, so a 16 degree western declination off of true north right now is what our declination is. If I set my declination in my compass for that, when the magnetic needle lines up with that arrow, it's already set for that 16 degrees offset. So I don't have to do any math in my head. So essentially the coordinates that I'm and the azimuths I'm actually using are true north azimuths versus magnetic north azimuths. And it's also really important to notate that. So anytime I add an azimuth to a tour plan, I'll designate whether I'm in TN, true north, or MN. I almost never use magnetic north. It's kind of the least useful one in my head. Not that you can't use it by any means, but true north I find to be a lot easier and simpler to use. So having that piece is really key. Now, if you don't have a compass that has the ability to set the declination and you just have the red shed and then on either side of the red shed, it has like a range of western declination and eastern declinations in degrees, you can do the same thing without having to do the math. So let's just say you want to go to a certain azimuth. So instead of lining your needle up in the shed, right, if you line the needle up with the degrees east or west of that needle, so the actual needle is pointing east or west of the actual arrow that is the shed inside your compass, you've essentially done the same thing, right? You just have to know what the declination is and then line that needle up with the declination relative to where that needle is, and that would give you a true north bearing versus lining the magnetic needle up directly with the shed, which would give you a magnetic bearing or azimuth. So there's even with an inexpensive compass, you can still play that game. You just have to know that little trick. But certainly buy a compass, buy one that has the ability to adjust declination, which is really, really key. And One little side thing, if you are planning to do a trip where you have to do a lot of significant navigation, especially using a map and compass and maybe covering larger distances, having a mirrored compass is actually really useful. I used to think mirrored compasses were like somehow that was a really like magical piece of the compass that really did some really profound stuff. And it's kind of not that big a deal in terms of what it actually does. All it does is it's a mirror. So it reflects the compass face. So when you want to look at a mountain way in the distance, you want to hold your arm as straight as possible towards that mountain. Well, if you do that, you can't see your compass face, right? And the mirror just allows you to see the compass face and adjust the bezel inside to get what that azimuth is more accurately than if you're holding it close to your body and below you. So you're kind of being able to look at the actual compass face. And it's kind of surprising if you go out and practice some navigation stuff and do some triangulation and sight azimuths with your compass, try it with a mirrored compass and try it without a mirrored compass. And it's surprising how off you'll be with a compass that doesn't have a mirror on, even in a short distance, because you just can't orient it to where you want to point to and adjust the bezel on top to get the actual azimuth as accurately and precisely as you can with a mirror. Of course, mirror compasses are really big and bulky, but that's kind of what mirror compasses allow you to do. Do I carry a mirror compass all that often? No, because I'm usually close enough with my other compass and we're not doing distances where I find that to be really super important. But certainly if I was doing a trip of longer travel, more significant travel, and I really need to use this tool to really very accurately give me some azimuths, then I would probably bring a mirrored compass. But I know the north conversation is pretty big, right? Because it really affects a lot of the things that we're going to do with trying to figure out our tours, right? If we're going to add azimuths to our tours. So the reason why it's easier to use true north or map north azimuths, because it's easier to use on the map. You don't have to orient the map. You don't have to do math in your head. All you have to do is have a grid system on the map and then use those lines to help create those azimuths, right? Once again, understanding the declination is important and having your compass set up to do that. So when you're actually, once you've taken an azimuth off the map, and you're going to use your compass that it's set up so you can actually follow that same azimuth if it's in true north out in the field. Apples to apples, super important. And same, and likewise, if you're going to take sight something in the field with a compass, that when you bring it back to a map to maybe triangulate where you are in the map, that you're going apples to apples. So you know, like, all right, even though I'm using a compass, I'm still going to find a true north azimuth out in the field. So when I go on the map, it's a lot easier for me to find that true north azimuth. So a lot of different ways to get to the same point with maps, but I try to break it down to very, very simple things. True north bearings, understanding declination, understanding how to deal with declination on a compass, and also understanding how declination is relevant to where I am on the planet. So that way I don't have to remember any like little saying or remember how to do the math part in my head. I actually have a better understanding of the conceptual piece to make that system work.